today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, in which we're going to speak about the Holy Quran in life. من الآيات والتفسير ويسقي العقل والتفكير يواكب واقع التغيير يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح صدى يطوف بين الروح سناه على الحياة يلوح مع القرآن حين أعيش عبير الوجد منه يفوح عبير الوجد منه يفوح Today is Monday, 8th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As the ritual of this program, let's open Allah's book and we'll look and listen chapter Waqi'ah, verses 77 to 82.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه لقرآن كريم.
Indeed, it is a noble Quran.
في كتاب مكنون.
In a register well protected.
لا يمسه إلا المطهرون.
None touch it except the purified.
تنزيل من رب العالمين.
It is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds.
أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون.
Then is it to this statement that you are indifferent?
وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون.
And make the thanks for your provision that you deny the provider.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The attribute Karim employed for the glorious Quran refers to Allah Almighty, the most generous and the most benevolent, and the same attribute also designates a human virtue. The Arabic word also reflects the great merits of the Holy Quran and its eloquence and rhetorical figures, as well as its interesting contents. Since it is revealed by the Lord, who is the origin of the revelation as well as the goal of the Holy Quran. The point is that divine omniscience is free from any error or alteration, and it is evident that such book originating from such sublime source is far from any error and alteration.
إن القرآن لنور يتفجر في جنباتي يرفعني عند مليك الخلق لأعلى الدرجات
إن القرآن لنور
يتفجر في جنباتي يرفعني عند مليك الخلق لأعلى الدرجات
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي، قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
Our life, our Quran. Central to the Quran's teachings is the oneness of Allah, the guidance provided through prophets, and the concept of resurrection and life after death. These core beliefs shape the worldview of Muslims, offering a framework for a healthy and flourishing life. The Quran recounts the history of human disobedience from Adam to Jesus and the time of the Prophet Muhammad, cautioning against the repercussions of rejecting faith. The Quran also imparts moral, social, and spiritual values and reflects the Creator's perfection and love.
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was not only talking, he wanted this to, he was dictating it. He wanted somebody to write it down. He says, Wallah, Wallah, I remind you of Allah, I remind you of Allah, fil Quran. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that why has the Quran been sent? لِيُنْظِرُ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. So that this book will warn, admonish, advise, and guide he who is alive. You know, the irony is we recite this surah for the sabab of those who are dead. And I don't mean to say don't do it. Do it two, you know, double times, it's okay. But when you are reciting this surah for those who are dead, see what Quran is saying to you. That this book is there, man kana hayyan, for somebody who is alive. Don't leave it to a point where people will recite the Quran for you as sawab. You need to read the Quran. You need to get the warning from the Quran. You need to study the Quran. And this is, and then comes the state of implementation. Where Ali says, لا يسبقكم بالعمل به غيركم. عمل on the Quran is the ultimate goal. Reading it and understanding it are the stepping stones for reaching to the issue of العمل به, to implement the Quran.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light. Be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
The only divine book that has remained unchanged. Yes, Allah sent the Quran to His Prophet. A book sent by Allah to people is known as a divine book or a heavenly book. Other divine books were also sent to previous prophets. These are Suhuf to Prophet Abraham, Zabur to Prophet Dawood, Torah to Prophet Musa, and Injil to Prophet Isa. The difference between the Quran and the past revealed books is that the Quran is the only divine book that has remained unaltered. The Quran we have with us contains exactly the same message that was sent to Prophet Muhammad by Allah through Jibril.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا وجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
So let's learn one tip to improve our understanding of this great book. By its meaning, its real meaning, dig into the verse's meanings. Every given verse or ayah has ultimate wisdom sent down from Allah, and knowing what to look for in specific sorts of verses goes a long way toward understanding. The verses that reveal prophets' lives, for example, illustrates how they struggled. Yet their righteous reactions to their hardships serve as an example for us. The warning verses are also an example for us. Allah warns us against our ill actions to stop doing them, or else we face His punishment. From chapter Isra, I choose this verse, "Whoever chooses to be guided, it is only for their own good. And whoever chooses to stray, it is only to their own loss. No soul burdened with sin will bear the burden of another. And we would never punish a people until we have sent a messenger to warn them." Chapter Al-Isra. Oh.
We want to focus on a tradition from the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he offers us further encouragement and advice to recite the Quran, and to specifically recite the Quran within our homes, and to enliven our homes, and to give our homes a light and a shine and a luster. And he shows us the importance of constant recitation of the Quran, not only within our religious centers, but more importantly within our own dwellings and abodes. And in the tradition for today, he says the following about the importance of the Quranic recitation. "Brighten up your houses through the recitation of the Quran, and do not make them your homes like graves, similar to what the Jews and the Christians have done, by not performing the prayers and worship of God in their houses and limiting this to the synagogues and churches." One of the beauties of Islam is that when we look at the acts of worship that we are to perform, whether they be the obligatory actions such as our five daily prayers, or the many recommended actions, for example, the recommended prayers, the night prayer, the prayers that are also performed at other times of the day and week and for special events, or indeed many other acts of worship such as the supplication, the dua, or even the recitation of the noble Quran, we are not obligated to recite these recommended actions within the mosque, within the masajid, or the religious centers. Rather, as this tradition shows us, and many other traditions, and the words of our scholars based upon the other traditions of the Prophet and his noble family, that we're told to also ensure that we conduct much of our worship at home. When it comes to the obligatory actions, obviously at that level we are recommended, we are highly advised to recite our obligatory prayers in the masjid, in the mosque, in congregation, in the jamaat prayer. But when it comes to the recommended actions within the tradition, we have actually the opposite, which is that we should try and not perform the recommended actions within the religious centers. Meaning that, you know, these sorts of actions are of a personal nature, the supplications that we recite, the personal supplications, the personal prayers. We should try and limit these to within our homes for multiple reasons. One of them being the fact that we don't want to become people who are, you know, being seen as showing off or being ostentatious, that we are trying to look holier in the sight of the people.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.